You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about a great opportunity to get involved in collective climate repair, a UK initiative showing how simple nature-based action with plants and water can tackle climate change in a practical, accessible way, led by the Sensory Trust. In partnership with Trees for Cities, the Sensory Trust is running a free tree touch tour in London's Victoria Park on Saturday the 16th of May from 2pm to 3:30 PM for blind and partially sighted people. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by Lindsay Robinson, Project Manager at the Sensory Trust, and Jessica Wozniak, who is the Engagement Manager at Trees for Cities, to tell me more about the free tree touch tour in Victoria Park and also for more about the Collective Climate Repair Project. Lindsay and Jessica, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. Thank you, Toby.
Yes, we're really happy to be joining you today. Thank you.
Lindsay, do tell me a little bit more about the Collective Climate Repair Project and the partnership with Trees for Cities for the Free Tree Touch Tour event in London's Victoria Park on Saturday, the 16th of May, from 2pm to 3:30 PM for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, thank you, Toby. So as you touched on, Collective Climate Repair, it kind of centres on the sort of hidden story. So climate change and climate action usually talk about the story of carbon. And while obviously carbon is a key player, there's another story that's equally as big, if not bigger, and that needs to be told. And that is the story of how nature, and in particular the relationship between plants and water, is calming and cooling the climate every single day. This offers possibilities for action that are more accessible, more tangible, and often cheaper as well. And as a bonus, the results can come rather quickly. So researchers say we could see the significant change within a decade if we get our collective act together. So that's why we're working as a collective for this project. So we've got a few partners involved, one of which, as you say, is Trees for Cities. We also have the National Wildflower Centre and the Scouse Flower House, who are up in Liverpool and Cornwall. We've also got the University of Edinburgh and the Scottish Sensory Centre, where we're working with a group of deaf scientists who are helping with some sign development around British Sign Language. Some other work. So we're in our second year of the project. We've got lots of exciting activities happening, one of which, as you mentioned, is the tree tour that is happening next month in May. And we're really excited to be running that with our partners, Trees for Cities.
So, Jessica, do give me a little bit of a rundown as to who Trees for Cities are and how you got involved in this project, working with the Sensory Trust on the Free Tree Touch Tour in Victoria Park in London.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Toby. Trees for Cities, for over 30 years, has brought people together to plant and care for trees in towns and cities actually across the UK. And we work alongside communities, partners, and supporters. And we're very happy that just recently we've planted over 2 million trees where they're needed most, we believe. And together, we're building really a national movement for urban trees and tree equity so that everyone can benefit from the transformative power of trees, no matter who they are or where they live. And so this Collective Climate Repair Project and our role within it is key to that. You know, as Lindsay mentioned, we've been working with them a couple of years on this project, and prior to that, had worked together with them on multi-year projects, improving the accessibility of our work, particularly around the language we use, how we set up our events and activities that we do around the country. So specifically with this project, we are the London delivery partner, and we're leading a program of community engagement, tree planting, and environmental monitoring. And so this is an activity where really hopefully we get people connecting with nature and trees in this beautiful park amongst, you know, an incredible urban environment, to really connect with those trees and get involved in these climate conversations around, you know, how nature, water, trees, and people are all interacting. And what's great is that through this experience, we can really explore a myriad of ways to take practical action for the planet. In an event like this, we really hope that people feel really welcome to attend.
So do both tell me a little bit about what will be happening during the Free Tree Touch Tour in Victoria Park in London on Saturday, the 16th of May from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. for blind and partially sighted people. What will be happening and what will be people getting involved in to discover and understand a bit more about climate change and how they can help too?
So we will be exploring the narrative that is collective climate repair. So we'll be looking at the unbelievable power that trees have in terms of how they're cooling our planet, how they're helping to slow the flow of water, how they're helping to get water into the ground. And by having a sort of deeper understanding of what trees are doing, we can figure out how we can best support them. We will also, because it's run by Sensory Trust and Trees for Cities, we will be using all of our senses to explore the trees in the park. So it will be a very exciting and engaging multi-sensory experience. We're going to have quite a few people from Trees for Cities there. So we will have a range of experts. So probably any tree question that you want answered, we'll be able to answer. I say we, Trees for Cities, not me so much, we'll be able to answer for you. And Victoria Park is beautiful and it has some really stunning trees that we'll be able to explore, lots of different areas. There's like an orchard and lots of big sort of specimen trees. So yeah, we'll be having a good explore. I think there's about six different stops. So Jess, maybe you could say a little bit about the distance that we'll be going as well. That'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. Well, really glad you asked, because I mean, what's a tour without some wonderful stops? And what's a tour if you don't start and stop at a cafe? So we are meeting near to a cafe, which I'm sure will be very busy on a Saturday afternoon. And we'll make sure we're in a nice and quiet spot away from there to get started. But we'll just make sure that everybody arrives and gets set up, which is why it's really, really important that anybody who would like to join this event, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a bit later, does register with us ahead of time, just so that we know how many people to expect and make sure we have everybody with us. And once we get going, we'll start at our first stop, which will be a lovely shady place. I'll just give you a tip there. So there will be a tree involved in that shady spot. And then we'll move from there to kind of different environments within the park. Overall, we'll be walking on a mixed range of surfaces. So on flat paved areas and in some kind of moderate inclines and uneven ground, but we'll be going at a lovely pace and we're taking plenty of time to stop in the areas where we'll be exploring off the paths. So all in all, we'll be traveling up to 1 mile. So that's the tour. And we will start and end the tour in the same place.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I think sometimes we all might think as individuals that there's not much we can do to sort of, I suppose, battle climate change. But I suspect small things can sort of build up to making a real difference, because climate change affects us all. And as visually impaired people, we can get involved and we can help to make a change, can't we?
Absolutely, Toby. I mean, the project is called Collective Climate Repair for a reason. So we are part of a collective all together. And we often say within the project, every meter counts. And it really is true. We can all do small things. I mean, we can do big things as well if we want to. But by all playing our part collectively, then that really can add up to making a big difference. And absolutely, there's all sorts of things that we can do. I mean, we're about to enter into No Mow May, which everyone is quite familiar with. So things like mowing our grass a little bit less, leaving that grass a bit longer to do more transpiring and cooling of the planet. We can have more leaves, just planting more plants. I mean, simple things like avoiding bare soil. I don't think people realize how sort of bad bare soil is. It can get incredibly hot. It forms a hard crust. It stops water from getting into the ground. When rain does come down, the rain runs off. It takes any of the goodness with it. So we can do things like mulching our flower beds. I mean, if you've got veg beds that you kind of grow stuff in the summertime and then they're left bare in the winter, make sure you cover them over with mulch, or grow some living mulch, even better. Then you've got plants and leaves growing, and then you can dig those in next year and you've got sort of ready-made compost. So there's all sorts of small things. We will be giving more top tips during our tree tour, so you can come and join us for that. And you can also find more information on our website as well. But absolutely, we can all get involved, and we all should, Toby.
Indeed, indeed. And Lindsay, if people would like to attend the free Tree Touch Tour event in Victoria Park in London on Saturday, the 16th of May from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m, do they have to sort of sign up in advance? And is there somewhere that they need to go to sign up and find out more about the tour?
Yes, please. We would love it, because then obviously we know how many people are coming. We are also limiting places because, you know, as much as we'd love to have hundreds and hundreds of people, we just can't do it. But obviously, if it's really successful, we'll run more, Toby. So, you know, that's always an option. So, yes, if you want to come along, then you can do a number of different things. So you can visit the Trees for Cities website. So you will need to go to treesforcities.org/collective-climate-repair. And you can find the details about how to sign up there, and more information, some of the things that Jessica has explained today will be on there. You could also email, so you can email community@treesforcities.org, and there is also a phone number, which, Jess, do you have that to hand?
I do, and they'll actually be reaching me directly, so this is straight to the source. It is 07543 504 820, and that's fine to call or direct message.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed, Lindsay and Jessica, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Collective Climate Repair Project and the upcoming Free Tree Touch Tour too.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. We hope to meet you at the tour.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.